future is now. And welcome to the SVK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. The best way to kick it off, as we always do, the only way that we know is going through the levels real quick. So Bitcoin's currently trading at $6,514, down 1% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum's currently trading at $221, down 2.5%. We have Ripple currently trading at 52 cents, down 5%. EOS currently trading at $5.59, down 1% in the last 24 hours. I want to give a big shout out to Noacoin, which is currently outperforming the market, up 31.4% the last 24 hours, currently trading at 1.5 cents. So big shout out to the team there. And second to that is actually the Binance coin, the Binance token, currently trading at $10.39, and that's up 5% in the last 24 hours. So it's great to see positive momentum. It's great to see certain coins and tokens doing well. Okay, cool. So the current market cap for the crypto space is currently $216 billion. That's down $4 billion in the last 24 hours. We've seen a slight drawback there. Bitcoin's dominance is currently 52%, up 0.5% in the last 24 hours as well. It's interesting. We've seen the alts come down. We've seen Bitcoin dominance rise up. I think Bitcoin's really leading the way. And as we know, this market moves in lockstep. Bitcoin is the leader. When we see a big rally up on Bitcoin, we're going to see that fluctuate to different asset classes, such as the altcoins out there. We haven't really seen an altcoin lead the pack, you know, lead the market cap pack. We saw Ethereum try to do this a couple of months ago. It wasn't successful. It ended up falling back down. But Bitcoin is really leading the way. And when we start to see more positive momentum behind that, we start to see higher trading volumes. We start to see a price increase. And that's what's going to take this market back up. More capital being deployed, people getting out of traditional assets and moving that in and deploying that capital into the crypto sphere. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what's going on. Let's find out what the market's doing. Let's find out what people are thinking out there. Where are people's minds at? What's going on? What's moving the market? So let's get down to business. First up is a story from none other than the guys over at IBM. They have some exciting news, and the story headline was that Bitcoin's proof of work can be made more efficient, and that's what the researchers are claiming. So, proof of work, POW, the consensus mechanism that secures Bitcoin and numerous other cryptocurrency blockchains, has given the technology a reputation for hogging energy. So indeed, a commonly advanced argument is that an army of specialized computers all racing to solve some arbitrary math problem can wind up using as much electricity as a small country. However, scientists from IBM Research, the tech giant's R&D arm, claim to have found a way to reshape and combine blockchain architectures, including proof of work, arriving at what they call in a paper a sweet spot for energy, efficiency, scalability, and security. So announced today, their discovery stems from applying proof of work to a very different use case, the different use case being the Internet of Things, and would run blockchain nodes inside the connected devices. The problem they faced is that unlike specialized proof-of-work mining hardware for cryptocurrencies such as ASICs and GPUs, IoT devices would vary widely in their computational power and energy resources. After all, IoT is a broad category that includes everything from pocket-sized temperature sensors to internet-connected automobiles. So as such, all or some of the devices in an IoT network might not be able to solve very complex proof-of-work puzzles, hence the impetus to make proof-of-work energy efficient. According to the IBM researchers' paper, efficiency in IoT can be defined as an optimal utilization of hardware resources and energy. Therefore, in order to achieve that, the IoT devices on the blockchain should optimally utilize resources and energy to maintain and progress the blockchain. Their proposed solution takes advantage of the fact that not all nodes on network have to engage in mining. Many dedicated Bitcoin users, for example, simply run full nodes to check miners' work and keep them honest. Working on a testnet or simulated blockchain environment, the IBM researchers have been dividing the nodes into small groups of 250 to 1,000 and then allowing an algorithm to decide what proportion of each group should be doing the mining work. depending on the amount of power used on each node and the security required. This, they say, gains optimum results in terms of conserving power while preserving security. At the moment, we look at blockchains like totally flat peer-to-peer systems in which all the nodes have to do the same things, compete against each other to get the mining reward. For instance, Dr. Emmanuel Ragoloni, technical lead at the IBM Research Smarter Cities Technology Center in Dublin, told media sources, but you don't need everybody to do the same type of job. Ragoloni said he wanted to create a layered ecosystem in which different peers can do different things thanks to clever algorithms which cluster nodes according to their capability and capacity and assign specific duties to them. Some of the nodes do the full proof of work, like you have in Bitcoin, said Ragoloni. They do that because the analytics behind the blockchain, which can actually see whether a device can do that kind of job and place that device accordingly into a cluster of other devices that will assign a certain type of consensus. The sub-blockchains maintained by these nodes groups are then connected to using interoperability technologies such as Cosmos and Polkadot. In a node to this patchwork, the IBM research team has dubbed its lab project Hybrid IoT Blockchain. So stepping back, the lab is part of a broader push basically to create a future machine, T0 machine economy in which devices would have their own blockchain wallets and trade with each other. Picture one self-driving car paying another for the right of way. But Ragoloni is realistic about the scale of the IoT challenge for blockchains out there, saying this world is still a huge set of leaps away. Attempting to take on a bite-sized chunk, his team investigated how a machine-to-machine ecosystem might work in an industrial setting, connecting cutting-edge manufacturing activities between a number of factories in the Netherlands. IBM wouldn't identify the enterprises involved, but said there is a consortium on the horizon. Nowadays in the industry 4.0 of manufacturing, you have many different factories that collaborate with each other to create a single product, Ragoloni said. So you have sensors, machines, even algorithms and analytics operating in the different factories and inside the same factory that they need to interoperate with each other. From linking these factory devices together with the hybrid model, IBM found that arranging nodes in a cluster of about 250, with 7% of those sub-blockchain doing proof of work or POW, achieved the best in terms of scaling without sacrificing the hard-won security associated with proof of work. We are taking common consensus algorithms like proof of work, the vision of good old Cosmos, etc., and we're basically altering ways of putting them together. The way we are designing this is like small Lego blocks driven by the AI layer, said Ragoloni. So the IBM research project is most notable because it suggests that the deterministic requirements of blockchains can be combined with the black box of AI, allowing machine learning algorithms to alter the shape of blockchains to adapt to power or latency limitations without compromising security. As such, this would seem to open the door to a whole new design space. So why not augment the blockchain with analytics and AI algorithms that can actually reshape the blockchain in a way that it helps it to overcome some of the limitations that are out there now, said Ragoloni. So in the case of IoT, the way this works is the AI receives as an input the IoT devices that are on the system and available resources of those devices. It assesses the overall security requirements of the system and decides which and how many devices are mining the proof of work difficulty, the block generation rate, the block size, and tries to balance between required security and scalability. Therefore, IoT devices can still perform their application-specific tasks, such as data processing, and concurrently continue to mine blocks. So how could this impact the world of cryptocurrencies? Merely saying the proof of work just needs to be better organized is like saying the free market could be more efficient. Ragoloni said there could be a possibility to alter the way trading systems work in a dynamic way with different currencies. Adding, I've not gone as deep as actually altering the cryptographic consensus within, although this is actually a very interesting direction to explore. So I think the whole point here is IBM's doing some great work in the space, and they have been for quite a while now. But I think you have to remember as well, like, everyone doing research, everyone spending time, everyone focusing their energy on blockchain or on a certain element of the crypto sphere is helping the overall direction of where we go and how fast we get there. So it doesn't matter if IBM is doubling down on research. It's great to see. It doesn't matter if someone else is doubling down on research. I think everything's great. I think everyone pushing this thing forward, this movement, Web 3.0, is going to be one of the most exciting revolutions and most exciting technologies that we have ever come across, especially younger generations out there. Do I think that IBM are going to help Bitcoin's energy issues at this current point in time? Probably not, but I think it's really interesting the work they're doing, and I think that IBM have really gone for a land grab in the whole blockchain space. Famously, they kind of shot themselves in the foot with the whole PC revolution. They couldn't really compete with the likes of Apple or Microsoft. They weren't really in the same league. But I think they've really doubled down on blockchain. They've been in the business since kind of 2013, making their own protocols and kind of creating tech. And I think that's really interesting to see. And I always follow IBM because I really see them as one of the corporate leaders, I guess. Not one of the leaders, but one of the corporate leaders anyway. They've definitely doubled down on the amount of time and resources they have put aside to blockchain. So that's incredibly useful for the whole community, which I love to see. All right, here's the situation. Tonight we have we will be attending a event held by Cumberland. They are a large broker. I think they're an OTC broker. That will be held here in the city of London. So I got to bounce. I've got to wrap things up a little bit earlier this evening, which is a shame. But listen, I'm going to be back tomorrow with more great stories. I'm going to bring you guys up to speed with what's going on, what's happening, what you need to know. Let me do the work and I'm going to bring you up to speed. All you got to do is kick back, relax, switch on the podcast, subscribe, leave a nice comment, and that's all I ask for. Let me do the work and enjoy the show. Thank you for your time and attention. And as always, remember to join us on Telegram, SVK Crowd, and you can email myself, cstory, C-S-T-O-R-R-Y, at svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.